Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday. 2221. February 2nd.
Yeah, it is.
21. 2221.
And you know what? Groundhog Day won't be free on any streaming service.
Well, you're right.
You know, like all the Christmas movies are right now free on like YouTube and stuff.
Okay, I thought you were making a peacock joke when you said groundhog.
Yeah. Never mind, you can get it on AMC if you have that.
Hey, say that again.
Not the movie theater chain, but the entertainment
network.
Yes,
the movie theater chain.
No, the entertainment network.
Yes. Boy, you're absolutely right with that. They're in Halloween. You want to watch all the, you know, the scariest of movies. You know, like I wanted to watch The Shining.
Yeah.
That's right. I said it correctly. The Shining.
I think of that more as a Christmas movie because it's cold and snowy, even though it never snows here unless it's like February.
Well... that one, and then at Christmas, of course, Christmas Vacation, not available unless you wanted to. I don't even think you could rent one of those I just mentioned. I think it's only you can buy it to download.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I can't remember which one. But now, all of a sudden, newly added to HBO Max, The Shining.
And A Christmas Story, I think, is on there,
and too. And A Christmas Story is on there.
Yeah. The
and the new reboot Vacation, which was
AMC generally good. Has a monopoly on holiday themed films. Like they have Groundhog Day, they always have Buku's Christmas movies and horror movies for Halloween too.
Buku's only for Halloween.
That's their bread and butter.
Yeah,
is holiday themed films. So really, between October and, well, Groundhog Day, I guess, they do fine. But I don't know how they stay afloat the rest of the year when there aren't any holidays. Is there any movies about Memorial Day? I mean, there's lots of war movies you could watch.
I was
going to
say, there's a
buttload. They're more in the happy feel-good thing, it seems like.
Bukus and buttloads of war movies.
Because they have all the feel-good horror movies on there, like Halloween movies and slasher movies. The feel-good funny ones.
Those are good.
Oh, I know what the other one was. Christmas Vacation. That's one you can't find anywhere except now in February. It's free with ads on YouTube.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me, Clark?
Oh, really?
But you're going to pay to watch it in December. You're going to subscribe to a service.
Bull
do. Rent it. I
ran my screen recording while I was watching it.
Somehow I own that movie digitally on multiple platforms.
I had it on one. It was when YouTube TV first started, or their platform started to actually pay to watch movies. And you would, it was like, you get one free movie per email address.
Yeah.
So I used my old work email address, which we don't have anymore. It was the one with a bunch of dashes in it.
Oh, yeah.
It was stupid. Stupid to put dashes in a .com. Because then people will actually write the word dash when you say it, and it doesn't transfer well. So I downloaded a movie onto that one and then don't have access to that YouTube channel anymore to watch it. Darn it.
Yeah, that happens.
I've got a copy of Christmas Vacation if you want to take it home. Never been opened.
I only want it in December.
It's Groundhog Day today.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. You've said that. Are you repeating yourself over and over again?
As you know, he's pulling that thing like streaming services, trying to give you Christmas movies when it ain't remotely time to watch them.
Rima?
Yeah. So you're saying that Groundhog Day, because it is Groundhog Day, that it will not be available on any of those streamers? You already looked?
If you have AMC, it's there.
Okay. Yeah. Like Plus?
AMC Plus, or probably AMC On Demand. You can probably get it, maybe. I don't know.
AMC Premier.
But AMC Plus, everything's unedited. So that's nice.
They should show it at AMC theaters.
Well.
On today.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know what they ought to do? Once all this mess is over, like next Groundhog Day, they should put it on, and for like $19, you get to go in the theater, and they're going to show it over and over again on loop, and you don't have to leave until you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, by next Groundhog Day, it might be almost over, because by then we probably will have vaccinated about 20% of America.
Yeah, really. 100 million shots, not looking so hot.
Wait, we're going, man, we ain't getting done.
What do you mean by vaccinated? I know what you mean.
I ain't saying nothing.
I know what you mean.
I don't want to piss off half of everyone.
Yeah.
You like working?
Yeah. Yeah, do. Speaking of working, you done with that? What you were saying?
Yeah, I'm done talking about Groundhog Day.
Okay.
He won't come out till sunrise.
Look, I don't think you said this much on Halloween with it being. Like, we've been on the air, what, 7 minutes? Fifth time you said Groundhog Day. You're just saying it over and over again.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
Speaking of work, I got an email. Let me see if y'all are on it. Yeah, there you are. There's Paige. There's Fat Boy. There's Needle Nose Ned. He's on there too.
Ned the Head.
This isn't like company, any kind of inside info. But I didn't realize. I think I missed it last year. I really think I missed it last year. It says I'll paraphrase so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
What's up, fools? It is now time for the annual delay button training. Please watch the video at the link below, blah, blah, blah. I'll be coming around testing each dump button in each studio to ensure proper la-di-da, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. I don't think I took it last year. I don't remember anybody coming in here. What is the test? The engineer will come in here and cuss, and then we have to see how fast we can hit it?
You just have to watch a 3-minute video narrated by some guy named Tius.
Yeah, it's the same video.
Yeah, and then you have to follow the instructions at the end of the video to know how to tell them you passed the training.
Secret
but it,
word.
When you pull up the video, it calls it the dumb button instead of the dump button.
Yeah, they won't fix it, even though he works for a competitor.
The title of the video is Dumb Button instead of Dump. And it was posted by a guy who used to work here. Spinning glasses is a tip.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he calls
it. I know it, I didn't take it, because I would have noticed that.
He calls it the Dumb Button in the title of the video.
Yeah, it only used to go to people who ran boards. But now, since we have that, university, it's open to everybody.
Yeah, but that's not part of the university. That's separate. For some reason, still.
The university.
That's where I got to go get it.
But Fat Boy's in two different colleges.
He is.
Who knew?
He's in Intercom University and regular college.
Will it take you 19 years, excuse me.
I don't know. Let me get into the one on Washington Street.
If you read the last line of that email, you'll see that that video is courtesy of some folks in Norfolk.
I didn't read past, thank you.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk. No, you're wrong, Jimmy. I just Googled it. There is a Norfolk vagina.
Oh,
I
okay.
I just saw it on the map. It's right there. It's yonder.
Yeah, I see it
way.
Now.
Yeah. I don't think I took it last year, but let's just try it now live, and then we can just reply back, hey, we're good. I'll start. Did you see how slow that was?
He was very slow.
Very
but,
slow.
But if you'd actually said, you know.
I got about a second to play with. And it's right here.
Ready?
I mean, usually you're the one I got to use it the most on, so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's it?
Ran off all the callers, yeah.
I ran off all the callers?
No, we ran off all the callers. I didn't say you.
Oh.
I said we ran them all off.
Oh.
But you are we, so we're all together. So technically you.
We made fun of them so much they don't call anymore.
There's no me in team.
Well.
Yes, you spell it backwards.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple, Matt.
We drive real if you want.
Oh, it's real. Well, obvious.
I can put some meat in team, but you got to jumble it up a little bit.
That's true.
Butthole.
I don't want meat.
Oh, try words that would be in trouble on other type of stations.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I can give you one that would get dumped down the hall.
Okay. Oh, really?
Okay. Liberal.
Oh, got it. Yeah, but see, he's prepared for it now. I think we should just kind of have some casual conversation and then kind of knowing in the back of our head, because you should always be on guard for that, fat boy. You mm-hmm. never know.
Yeah.
Me over here, just dropping the words. Do I do it that often? I know that I would have the record, but it's not that often.
I mean, more than anybody
right
else.
After major vacations, yes.
Enough to where I get jealous enough to like, well, why don't I get one? I'm right here at the button. Look how fast that was. If I had to dump it right
but you
now.
Know, there was no nothing to dump.
I know, but just the reaction.
But
no look.
But that's what's got to be troublesome for you is like you're in the conversation, and then you know the longer the segments go, especially if they're fun ones, everybody gets a little more relaxed. You kind of forget the headphones are even on and that you're on the radio, and then every once in a while you get a shoot.
You forget. Shoot.
Somebody will say fudge.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was afraid to press it because I thought it made me crack myself.
Yeah, it may. But yeah, I mean, you got to think Fatboy's pretty fast because usually it takes him 20 minutes to dump.
That's true. Could you imagine that to hit the dump button, it was the same way as when he goes to the bathroom?
Oh, he'd have to take all his clothes off
before he hits the dump button.
You know what?
Blue jeans folded up and a t-shirt hanging on the back of the door.
You dump?
My time has gotten a lot better since I started taking those probiotics.
Oh, yeah, they help.
Those gut pills. I don't know what they do, but it's a lot, you know.
You can look it up and find out.
It's a more efficient process, you know.
But poor Fat Boy, not only does he have dead air nightmares, he has dump button nightmares too. Like he didn't hit the button. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, but the dead air, that's not an embarrassment on his part. That's just an embarrassment on whatever reason is we're not on the air. But
it don't really bother me.
You know,
it's frustrating he's going to sit here. But
well,
because of the streaming, we can keep doing the show now.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, if something goes off the air, I can make a call, but, like, I can't go up the mountain and fix it.
And yeah, there's no reason to have anxiety about it because the people who fix it don't.
But closer it is to 8 o'clock, though, it would be a lot more prompt. Like, used to, man, our old, like, years ago. So I'm not alluding to anybody. Years ago. This might have even been in Clemson. That anytime you would go off the air, some kind of alarm would go off at the engineer's home, and he would get a phone call. Or no, it was a pager and then a phone call, mm-hmm. like a life alert almost.
I remember a few years ago they were getting alerts when certain songs would play that, like the whichever Led Zeppelin song it is that plays out very quietly for about 53 seconds.
Yeah,
that song would trigger alerts that we might be off the air to engineers and programmers.
And they run like hell too, like the place is on fire.
Not anymore.
Well, they used to.
I hope they didn't run too fast and trip over a dildo going down the hallway.
I've done that. Sprained an ankle. It's awful.
You're fired. You would be fired on another radio station right now.
You can say dildo.
I just said on some radio stations.
I just can't hit you with one.
You're fired. If I knew how to do that, I'd come over and do it right now.
Do you even still have one anymore?
The button's right here, yeah.
That's the other thing.
It's the biggest button on the board.
Are you getting bored with this, Jimmy?
No.
Okay.
Just looking into some stuff.
The old button, well, there's still, I guess it's there in memoriam.
That still works.
Oh, it does. So we have two dumb buttons.
Yeah.
Nine, you should use that one up there.
Yeah, I'm good.
If Fat Boy doesn't hit it in time, you dive last minute. Slow-mo.
But I got a chair over here. I'd have to leap over to get to it.
Parkour.
Because I put this chair over here because I like to prop my foot up.
No!
I think I got like 2 minutes before I'm going to press it.
I got an outlet over here, too. I might bring my heating pad.
You got holes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not just get like a little hammock and set it up parallel right there with that little space?
I should. I'm going to be over here with a shawl and a heating pad. We'll take sipping some tea.
Your monitor, we'll put it in the ceiling like they do at real nice dentists where you can watch TV while you're getting your face drilled on.
Oh, yeah.
No, I kind of like them being in the way of everything all the time.
Yeah.
They give you the flicker.
I was at the VIP spa when I got my face drilled on. Sorry, not the dentist.
Oh.
I don't know what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Let's do something a little funny for the audience, but we're running low on time.
Oh, are we?
I'll save it.
Okay. What are you going to do?
This is going to be the Yokozuna theme in the background when you said day spa.
Oh.
And maybe I'll do an impression or two.
Don't. I would reach over and hit it for you.
I'll save it.
And the dump button, too.
Both of them.
We got a brand new Truth of Consequences today that'll start up around 7 a.m. It's got implications of the next couple weeks. How about that?
That's a good way to put it.
This is something that's got to be figured out fast.
I'm intrigued, Matthew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, so that'll be going on today, and then we'll, of course, talk to you on the telephone, see what's going on out there. 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. I also we had a good conversation about dad rock yesterday, and that it's not a new word, but it's certainly, you know, it's when you say it, it's not like MILF. For like the first year of MILF, you had to explain it to people. Like, oh, that's what it means.
Mister.
Now, with this, generally speaking, everybody knows what dad rock is. But I have an update on that thing that we can get into today as well. You can text us. 72341. That is our text line.
Standard messaging and data rates apply.
Text us, not Texas.
Yeah, text us.
Yeah. And then we're on social media at The Rise Guys. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
The cast of Saved by the Bell is paying tribute to a fellow actor. We'll get into that next in Your Rise Guys headlines.
Well, they should have done it while you're still alive.
That's what always saying. Fighting with him.
Always fighting with him and not bringing him in, letting him get some of the remaining berries left on the Saved by the Bell tree.
Yeah.
Saw he was putting on a bunch of weight, getting up there in age.
He said the same about you on Twitter.
Everybody's favorite principal.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, I see what you did. All right, we'll find out. Oh,
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise Guys Morning Show. 3.3. The planet.
Rocks! When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. In your headlines this morning, we are mourning the loss of Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell. He lost his battle with cancer at the age of 44. Dustin was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer just 3 weeks ago and completed his first round of chemo last week. His team said, quote, he was diagnosed with this brutal, relentless form of malignant cancer, and it spread rapidly through his system. The only mercy is that it exhibited with sharp and with swift execution. Dustin did not suffer. So let's remember Dustin.
I'm here with Dustin Diamond, the star of NBC's Saved by the Bell. And who do you play in Saved by the Bell?
Samuel Screech Powers, but I'm otherwise known as Screech.
Screech, right. What is the show about?
It's about a half an hour.
No, I mean, obviously playing Screech was a comedy character, but then being a kid, my parents would put me to bed, and sometimes I'd sneak up and I'd see, like, you know, George Carlin or yeah. Steve Martin or Stephen Wright, and it was really just kind of a fun thing. It was, you know, you bring the whole family together, and as you get older, you know, comedy, the power of laughter was is such an amazing thing.
My flea circus? Oh, you caught me. I couldn't kill him. I love the little guys.
Yeah, that show would have sucked without Screech.
I might need to take a day.
That would have been one of the, honestly, it's, as it is, it's one of the worst shows I've ever seen in my life, but it would have been probably the worst show ever without Screech.
Well, according to the reports, he wasn't a smoker, and he thought that the cancer may have been from asbestos from the seedy motels that he stayed in while he was on the road, but it sounds like it started somewhere else, and then it spread to his lungs.
I wonder where he stayed when he came to Greenville, one of those on Poinsett Highway.
I don't know. It was recent, like within a couple months ago, I'm pretty sure.
It was, yeah.
So his cast of Saved by the Bell, they were swift to pay tribute to Screech, and Elizabeth Berkley says, quote, I'm grateful to have gotten to create with Dustin. When we were at the beginning of our dreams coming true, I will hold on to these sweet memories and laughs we shared. And then Lark Voorhees adds, words cannot express the grief that I am feeling right now. Dustin and I had warm and a special friendship. He was a caring, gentle man, and my memories of him will always be cherished.
Yeah, I guess they made up with him. Because, you know, they all hated each other they all hated him for a little bit.
Yeah, because he said a bunch of, he didn't write a book about him, saying a bunch of bad stuff about him.
Oh, yeah.
And last,
I wouldn't like it either.
That's what I'm going to do.
Lastly, Mark Paul Gosselaar called him a true comedic genius. And Tiffany Thiessen, she said that,
God bless. All this softness about this guy right now is ridiculous. It is.
Comedic genius.
I'm sorry. This is like wild right now. A comedic genius. I miss him. And then, like, I know for a fact 6 months ago that almost everybody that was just mentioned was talking so much crap about him. I know that he's dead and all this stuff, but this soft tone that we have about Screech right now. Where were you when Rerun died? Where were you when Mr. Bentley passed away? Where were you?
Well, that's the thing, is that anytime anybody dies, we blow it way out of proportion for a day and then forget about it until we remember.
And then we
years later. Oh, my God, I forgot.
I forgot. It was during COVID. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Nell Carter?
Yeah, she's been dead for a while.
That's right.
Still no, hard. No comment from Nell.
I was a big fan of Nell.
She was a talent.
She was
a big fan.
Yeah, she was.
Well, I'll move on from Screech and ask you a question. Do you have next day anxiety? Is that keeping you up at night? It could be. Because according to a recent study, it found that that's the number one keeping us up at night is this next day anxiety, or lying in bed thinking about all the stuff running through your mind, thinking about what you have to do the next day.
Okay. So, I mean, everybody has stuff to do the next day. You just have to kind of be able to chill.
Yeah, I take Ambien.
Yeah.
Ambos.
Yeah. That works.
Thank you.
I do deep breathing.
Yeah, and
calm my mind.
So there are things that, you know, keep you from sleeping, like it may be too hot or too cold. You've had too much caffeine during the day, or you're dealing with some sort of pain and it's hard to get comfortable and sleep.
Ah, it's you sleep through pain.
Some people can.
As a man who's been in pain every single minute of every single day for the past 6 odd years, yeah, it's fine.
And it can be a relief finally to lay down if you're in pain. That's true.
But you only sleep for like 2 or 3 hours at a time. That's pain.
I didn't say you'd sleep good. I said you sleep some.
I think he gets Inga to come hit him over the head with something just man, to knock him out.
I wish. That'd be nice.
Take your hat off. Let me see if you got one of them big old pyramids coming off the top. We'll like see. A volcano.
Is your name Beldar?
Aw. Hey, nice haircut.
Thank you. I did it myself.
That's good.
Well, gave you a good thank you.
It takes an average of 27 minutes to fall asleep each night, according to the study.
BS.
And for one,
thank you.
And 9 people, it takes over an hour, and around a third of us can fall asleep or in 15 minutes or less. They're the lucky people.
Yeah, I can close my eyes and be out. When it's time to go to sleep, I'm asleep. It's why if I ever decide I want to go to bed with watching something on TV, it's stupid. I don't make it past the opening credits.
But do you set the – I do. I caught myself again the other night. I spent probably 15 minutes picking something that I was going to watch 7 to 10 minutes of before I fell asleep.
Man, at this
so
point,
stupid.
I'll just pick a show that I don't care that much about that's kind of funny. Like one that I've been falling asleep to a lot lately, I'll just turn on Friends.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because I can play a few of those while asleep. Because, it's just like it's on in the background and I can go to sleep. But I've been trying to do more, meditation-type music to go to sleep to instead of TV.
Okay, you don't like which Bait Bus episode do I want to fall asleep to tonight?
The flashing of the screen bugs me because I can see it through my eyelids with my eyes closed.
Well, the average person wakes up in the middle of the night 5 times a week, and your dog or your cat are the culprits, according to this study. They're waking you up.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm. And 54% of us have a hard time sleeping without our favorite pillow or your favorite blanket or, your favorite spot in the bed. Sometimes you can't sleep on the right or the left side.
In the before time, I'd see people... they always take their pillow with them on vacation. They're on airplanes, they have it on the airplane, sleeping on it on the, and you ain't got nowhere to wash it when you land. You got to tote it through airports. Now you realize how nasty that is.
Yeah, it was like a sponge of bacteria and doo doo particles and things.
But I don't have room in my bags when I go out of town to pack a pillow.
Right,
I don't make room for that. I don't think it's
is
really.
Is there a my pillow? Are you you have a my pillow?
No. I don't think it's really. I don't think it's really a man thing to take your pillow. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because as dudes, we just lay our head down on a rock or sit in a chair somewhere, and we'll just go to sleep when it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah, come here, Dwayne Johnson.
No matter what we're wearing or where we are or if we're comfortable, when it's time to go to sleep, just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
You don't like a neck pillow? Because those look pretty cool. You turn them sideways. You can sleep to the left, sleep to the right.
I don't really like feeling like I'm in a headlock.
Well, you're about to feel it.
You don't fly that often. Why do you have one?
I don't have one.
Okay.
Like, I've never been on a flight long enough to sleep on.
I have, but I didn't have one of them. I have a natural neck pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I just do.
I've been on flights long enough to sleep on, but yeah, I got my own cowboy collar. Thanks, I'm good.
Yeah,
I've been on flights that were long enough to sleep on, but I never went to sleep on them because I'd rather be awake and bored.
That's true. And I like to take bets on who's going to have to take a dump during the flight. That's a fun game to play too. It's like a parlay card.
Not me. I got to wait until we land.
Yeah. Well, you won me $2 that time. Thank you.
Or I gotta have the door open, do my paperwork.
That's true. He couldn't close the door all the way.
Not to clean up.
Thank you. Fat Boy, what's up in the sports hole? It's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, it is, man. We got more Super Bowl facts for you. Plus, I got a little op-ed I want to bring up about WWE. Get your thoughts on it.
An op-ed? Yes. Oh, that someone else wrote. You didn't write it.
No, this is my thought.
Oh, okay.
I said it's my op-ed.
You said an op-ed, not yours.
I said it's mine.
You're being very confrontational this morning.
Yeah, you are. So you really hate wearing blue jeans, don't you?
I'm going to poke you in the eyes.
That's what it is.
He's wearing blue jeans, so he's in a foul mood.
You wrote off sweatpants because you were bullied about them, and now you see Nine and I wearing them, and you're wearing denim.
That's what it is.
Well, you know what? The girl who told us that's probably got like 5 kids and 3 divorces by now. So
that's right. She can't wear blue jeans. She only can wear sweatpants, so jokes on her.
In jail.
Same time, we'll talk. Morning, everyone.
Selling a little
Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rock. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
No, I'm just about to go back and get that.
You, man. Yeah,
man, it's funny,
we'll
dude.
Pull the tape for you.
You'll love it.
Incredible.
You falling out. You wilding out.
You.
Give him a seatbelt for that chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got some more Super Bowl facts for you, man.
You do.
You better hurry up and get them in.
First off, we got this for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. More.
So,
That's the one that's going to stick. It's thank you.
I want that mixed with, and I'll try to figure it out. I want to get that mixed with the Golden Girls thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. For being a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we had something with Call the Law like 10, 12 years ago, but it didn't stick because too many transplants don't know about calling the law.
Yeah, that's true.
Call the law.
Listen, pal.
There you go.
I don't know if you want to task Dan to do that job. Maybe I would recommend anybody else.
We'd rather do sports.
Anybody else at all to do it?
Maybe Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Something sports story related.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're stalling for time.
I'm pacing the clock. You were.
You didn't pull enough stories. You didn't expect to have 5 minutes.
I got more you can shake a stick at, Four
well,
Eyes.
Y'all do one.
I ain't doing it now. I'm going to wait.
I'd like you to do it.
I'm going to wait 10 seconds.
Come on, Graybeard.
That's what he gets.
White.
All right, so look, I'm doing it now because I want to. So the AFC and the NFC are tied. I won't cancel sports.
No, you don't have that right.
This is how you act. There'll be no Super Bowl.
No, there will be. Your ass will do sports twice.
Don't
play
the Super Bowl in the front porch. Now let's get straight here.
I already was. Can't say the same about y'all.
You ain't been straight in years.
So the AFC and the NFC are tied, 27 Super Bowls apiece. This is going to break through the tie, whatever you call it.
That's
you got
it?
The same as I got?
Yeah, tie.
AFC lost 13 consecutive Super Bowls between 84 and 96.
Mm.
NFC not so dominant these days. No. Also.
Also the same with the Pro Bowl, it always seemed.
Yeah, for a while there.
Very dominant.
AFC used to beat ass on it for a little bit.
Oh, beat.
Yeah, they did. They had a big, nice, good run.
The Chiefs can become the first back-to-back Super Bowl winners since the 03 and 04 New England Patriots. And Brady can match Manning's record, Peyton, that is, as the only starting quarterback to win Super Bowls with two different teams.
Mm.
He did it with the Colts.
Yeah.
Did it with the Broncos.
That's right.
Speaking of Brady, this is pretty funny because they're doing their virtual media days. They're on the Zoom. They got a cool little background. Nobody else is there.
How do they do that with so many different people? Will there be like humpteen screens?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or would it only pop open like one-on-one maybe when they jump in with a queue?
It might look like Thunderdome, WWE, where the one guy was asleep during the they showed him.
Yeah. Are they watching that on tape delay? Because their reactions are never in sync with what's going on in front of them.
No, they aren't. It is delayed a little bit.
It has to be, because I'm like,
yeah,
you're reacting. There's literally nothing going on here.
And they've gone just balls to the wall with the piped in crowd noise.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, you know what? Finally, at the Royal Rumble, we can get people to cheer for who we want and boo who we want instead of doing what they want to do.
Goldberg.
What are they, the Colts piping in noise?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Tom Brady worked in that, quote, this is a crazy media day. I'm sitting here in an empty room. This is very different than the other nine experiences. Talk about how many times
he's been to Super Bowl. He dropped it on him.
That's almighty. He just said his parents are going to be there. And I think either his dad just got over COVID.
They better not kiss on the lips this time. No.
Not during a pandemic.
Uh-uh.
Tom Brady is one of those guys that takes his family everywhere. Like his mom and dad, and he's like everywhere.
Oh, he's a good dad?
Well, like, you don't take everybody. You might take your wife and kids.
Oh, you mean, yes.
He takes his sisters.
Yeah.
Even when they won the divisional round game, in the post-game interview, he's saying hello to his entire family, including his sisters and his parents and everybody.
Like, does
he
have
specified like 12 people.
Does he have a famous best friend?
Trump, maybe. I don't know He's got a famous brother-in-law, Kevin Youkilis.
Oh, yeah. Not as famous, though.
Nah.
So it'd be tough to be his friend.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. And his friend is that not-doctor guy that he hangs out with, the TB12 guy.
Oh, yeah, his trainer. I forget his name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. That's apparently his friend.
One of the Patriots banned and therefore started unraveling the relationship. Patrick Mahomes talked about Brady visiting him in 2018, his rookie year. When they lost to him in the AFC Championship, he said it was very positive for his development, which means he's going to beat him this year. He's going to return the favor.
Boy, you really think?
Yeah.
Not a blowout, but you're going to stick to that.
I think a couple touchdowns. Yeah.
Nothing can change. I mean, obviously it's set. I mean, nobody's going to get hurt unless they're washing their truck at the car wash.
But Jeff Kent.
But
break your wrist washing your truck on a motorcycle.
Like, it's kind of silly to wait until the line to change. You should bet now, right?
Yeah, it's probably not going to move much.
Probably not. Okay. A lot of times, it just depends on, you know, what's available. If you really feel like Vegas screwed the line up, odds are you're wrong. But certain teams, too, will. Like, if the Steelers were in it, the betting would be unfavorable in their direction. So you'd have a better bet against on the other team. There's certain teams, their fans will show up and just gamble like hell. And Steelers are the most obvious.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So they'll screw the lineup, putting bad wagers on it, and give you a much better play.
You know how the Weeknd's walking around all beat up, bandaged, you know, it's a performance art thing, at least we think.
Yeah.
What if somebody made a prop bet on how long he's going to play or which song he's going to do or whatever, and then maybe something's really wrong with him, and he doesn't make it to the Super Bowl.
That's all that money wasted.
What do you mean the money? What, you don't get it back?
Well, he spent all his money on it.
Okay, but I'm saying he doesn't even make it to do the prop bet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it...
I don't know.
It's a push?
Well, that depends on the book. Some will give it back to you, some won't.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to get to about asking your opinion on WWE is because I didn't see the Royal Rumble, but I saw the story that said Bad Bunny did a high spot on The Miz.
Oh, yeah, he did.
This kind of coupled with...
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, like any of these non-workers that come in to do that, like...
Yeah.
putting the, I know they're putting themselves at risk, but they could hurt the workers too.
Now, I'm only recently, well, I'd say not recently, maybe in the last year. Tell me about Bad Bunny. I know that he's a Latin rapper.
I didn't know that. I thought it was the girl from Dr. Phil. That's Bad Baby.
Oh. See, I saw the performance that he has a song called Booker T, named after the legend, the man who had his junk grabbed in our studio by our cleaning lady.
Yep.
That's a shoot, brother. He's there just, by the way, he's in better shape than I think he was last time he wrestled Booker T. I mean, he's ripped. But
he is in great shape.
I don't understand a lot of rap today in American talk, English, but boy, that one, God. I'm like, I know they couldn't do the subtitles. They wouldn't be able to keep up because every time he'd just slow down and then he'd start whispering and then he'd just start clapping again and then jumping around.
I don't know. I mean, we're out of time, but I didn't think.
What's your op-ed?
Well, that was it. Like, don't bring celebrities in to work. Like Machine Gun Kelly when he almost hurt whoever it was.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess Fat Boy also has a tremendous amount of guilt about all the times he did the exact same thing.
We kind
of
know what we're doing, though. They don't.
I mean, do you really think you know more about what you're doing than Bad Bunny?
We didn't know what we were doing in Spartanburg at night. Otherwise, I wouldn't almost got lynched by half the Nasty Boys.
You were such a mark that you knew the spots and that you used to work.
We didn't. They didn't tell us what to do.
Well, that's not your fault, dude.
You know what I did? I put my butt on the line to protect this show that night. Am I right, Jimmy?
Yeah, because
it would have made zero sense. Look, zero sense.
They were very dumb, and they wouldn't listen to reason.
They are promoters, right? They're promoters. They did not understand wrestling or especially this local market. I'm like, that is not going to work. And they're like, well, that's what we're going to do. I'm like, all right.
I'm leaving.
We'll sit. No, I went out there and did what we did.
Would have been smarter to just leave. But we got paid.
I had to get paid first, Nick.
Yeah.
Get the envelope.
Plus, my bag was in the locker room. Hey, Cody Rhodes, bring me my bag, please.
And it was very nice of the promoter who walks around with a suitcase full of money every time to walk 100 feet out the back door to give us our pay.
That was nice of him.
Because I wasn't going back in.
No. You don't walk in that office because I remember one time a guy.
Ain't no office.
Well, I know one time a guy got held up in the office. Yeah. Not held up with a gun, but like, you're not leaving here until I get this money. And I'm like, oh, I don't want those scenes.
He didn't have a gun?
Not showing. Looked like he did in his britches.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wasn't Scorpio neither.
Yeah. It wasn't the one you're thinking.
Deer rifle.
All right. We're going to take this little break. We come back. We have a Truth and Consequences, a live call that is going to call. This is the bad time of year to do this in general. Let's just say that. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
93.3, The Planet Rock.